Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise, the new title to our weekly podcast. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CEO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The single most common question that we tend to get from our clients is, what truly matters for the markets and what is just noise? Question feels even more urgent today, when news can matter on so many different levels. So we thought we'd turn our weekly podcast into a compendium to our written Signal Over Noise series. There we deep dive into topics that we think are underappreciated by investors. So let's start with the signals that stood out last week and then go into what matters this week. And let me filter the news through the two lenses that have mattered most to the markets this year, macro and AI. On the macro side, we now see a clear path to a sequence of rate cuts. Fed Chair Powell used quite dovish language around the labor market weakness. This is similar to what he did last September when the Fed cut three times in a row. The median dot plot now shows two more cuts this year, in line with our expectations. Fed cuts in a soft landing scenario, which we think is likely, have historically been bullish for equities, mixed for bonds. The short end of the curve tends to benefit more than the long end. Also, on the macro side, according to President Trump, there seems to be progress towards the resolution of TikTok's U.S. operations. The key questions concern the shared access to data and the algorithm. And resolving this issue would bring us closer to a U.S.-China trade deal. Secondly, on AI, NVIDIA's $5 billion investment into Intel is a win-win-win situation for the U.S. government, for Intel, and for NVIDIA. For the U.S. government, it is a chance to reinvigorate the path towards U.S. manufacturing of leading-edge chips. For the U.S., chip manufacturing is one of the largest points of dependency on Taiwan. For Intel, besides gaining resources for its foundry business, it is a chance to reset its course towards AI. And it will likely open the door to more customer investments, now that NVIDIA and the U.S. government led the way with equity investments. For NVIDIA, it opens the door to an Intel-based version of its AI chips, reducing its reliance on AMD and positioning it to benefit in an AI PC upgrade cycle. So all in, good news for U.S. equities. The bond markets, on the other hand, priced out an overly bullish rate cut scenario. So turning to next week. Next week is light with scheduled news releases. Both the Micron print on Tuesday and PCE on Friday have been largely preempted by prior releases. So rather than add more noise, I'll keep it short and leave you with the most important signal, as always. Stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.